Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Dalet. In this Perek, we continue with the apportioning of the land. However, it is given to a specific person in this Perek, and that is the portion of Kalev ben Yefuna. Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Aleph tells us, Ve'ela asher nachlu b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Canaan. These are the territories that the b'nei Yisrael inherited in the land of Canaan. Asher nichalu osam Elazar ha-Kohen v'Yoshua b'Nun. That the apportioners were Elazar the Kohen and Yoshua b'Nun v'Rashi Avos, the heads of the family, Hamatos of the tribes of the b'nei Yisrael. The inheritance and the portions were given by Goral, by a lot, Kasher Tziva Hashem b'yad Moshe, that God commanded in the hands of Moshe, Letisha Hamatos v'chatzi amata, to 9.5 tribes, pasugimah, because Moshe gave 2.5 tribes territory on the other side of the Yarden River, as we learned in yesterday's chapter. V'lalaviyim lo nasa nachal besocham, Levi did not get a portion, pasug dalet, ki hayu b'nei Yosef shnei matos Menashe v'Ephraim, b'nei Yosef became 2 tribes, Menashe and Ephraim, says Rashi, tacha shevet Levi, instead of shevet Levi, lo nasnu chedek lalaviyim. Levi did not get a portion in the land except for cities to live in and open spaces for their animals. How do we understand? Levi does not get a portion. So if you take out Levi, you're only left with 11 tribes. However, then you take out Yosef because his sons become 2 tribes. So minus Levi, 11 tribes, minus Yosef, 10 tribes. So how do we get to a total of 12 tribes amongst whom the land will be divided? We add Menashe and Ephraim. Levi goes out, Yosef becomes 2 instead of Yosef. We have Menashe and Ephraim, and now we have 12 tribes who will get the land. Pasuk Hey, like Hashem commanded Moshe, so the Bnei Yisrael did. Pasuk Vav, Vayikshu Bnei Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda approaches Yehoshua in Gilgal, Vayomer Elav, and Kalev specifically, Kalev ben Yefuna, the Knezi says to Yoshua, Ataya Data es hadavar sher dibar Hashem el Moshe, you know the matter that Hashem spoke to Moshe, the man of God, over the news concerning you and concerning myself in Kadesh Barnea. Pasuk Zayin, I was 40 years old when Moshe, the servant of Hashem, sent me from Kadesh Barnea, Liragel es ha'aretz, to spy out the land. Here we refer to an event that occurred in the second year from Metzias Mitzrayim, in Parsha Shlach, Sefer Bamidbar, beginning in Perek Yud Gimel, when Moshe sent 12 scouts to scout out the land. Va'ashev osa davar, I reported back a matter, pasuk zayin, kasher im levavi, as was in my heart. Rashi says here, and not what was in my mouth. Shehamiraglim hayu be'etzas achatz, all the spies were of one design. They were united in their scheme. V'yarei Kalev lomar lahem shelo yomar kamosim. Kalev was afraid, says Rashi here to Pasuk Zayin, on the mission to tell them that he had a different opinion of the land than they did. However, when they returned to Moshe, he contradicted him. And he contradicted the rest of the spies. And Rashi continues, and that is like the Pasuk says, Ekev haysa ruach acheres imo, because there was a different spirit in him, in Kalev. Shahaya omer laham echad bapeh, on the mission he agreed with them, ve'echad b'lev, but he had a different feeling in his heart. And when he comes back to Moshe and the camp of the Bnei Yisrael, Kalev, along with Yehoshua, maintains the wonderful characteristics of Eretz Yisrael, unlike the other spies. Pasuchas, and after my brothers went up with me, himsiv eslev am, those other spies melted the hearts of the people. But however, anochi milesi acharei Hashem elokai, I followed faithfully after Hashem my God. And Moshe swore on that day, telling me that the land where I tread with my feet would become my portion and for my sons forever. Ki mileisa acharei Hashem elokai, because I faithfully followed, Moshe said that Kalev faithfully followed after Hashem. And therefore now, Pasuk Yod, Kalev says to Yehoshua, Hashem has kept me alive 45 years since the spy's mission. I've been kept alive for 45 years. I am now 85 years old. Rashi explains, it is this Pasuk that teaches us it took 7 years to conquer the land. Why? Shaharei b'shana hashenis shalach Moshe hamiraglim. In the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Moshe sent the spies. Nisharu shloshimushmona shahochu b'midbar. That leaves 38 years that they wandered in the desert. V'sheva shakavshu, 7 years they conquered the land. Harei arba'im v'chamesh. Therefore, we know at this point in time, we are 45 years from when the spies were sent. And Kalev says, I am 85 years old. I am as strong today, says Kalev, as I was when Moshe sent me out to spy out the land. I am as strong today. And now, Pasuk Yudbeis, Tanali as Hahar Hazeh, give me this mountain, referring to Hebron, that Hashem spoke on that day, because you heard that there are great giants living there on this land, but maybe Hashem will be with me, and I will manage to drive them out, like Hashem spoke. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayivarcheu Yoshua, Vayitain es Hebron leKalev ben Yefuna leNachala, for his reward in not slandering the land 45 years earlier. Yehoshua gives Kalev ben Yefuna the inheritance and portion of Hebron. Pasuk Yudala, therefore Hebron went to Kalev ben Yefuna the Knizi as an inheritance ara yamazeh. Why? Ya'an asher mile acharei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because he faithfully followed after Hashem, the God of Israel. And the Pasuk tells us, and the name of Hebron used to be Kiryas Arba, after the giants. Finally, last words of the Perek, v'ha'aretz shakta mimilchama, and the land was quiet from war. Repeatedly in this Perek, Perek Yud Dalet, we have a reference to Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Kalev says about himself, I came back and I spoke Kasher im Levavi. He speaks about the goodness of his heart. Pasuches, Anochi Milesi Acharei Hashem Elokai. I followed faithfully after Hashem my God. Pasuk Tes, Moshe says to Kalev, Ki Milesa Acharei Hashem, because you went faithfully after God. Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki Ata, I'm sorry, not Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Kalev gets the portion of Hebron, Ya'an Asher Mile Acharei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because he followed faithfully after Hashem, the God of Israel. Furthermore, Rashi to Pasuk Zayin Beferush in Sefer Yehoshua refers us back to the book of Bamidbar, Perek Yudalad Chaf Dalad. What does the Pasuk there tell us in the aftermath of the Lashon Hara of the spies? The Pasuk tells us, Va'avdi Kalev, and as for my servant Kalev, says Hashem, Ekev Haisa Ruach Cheres imo, because he had a different spirit in him, vayimalei acharai, and he followed faithfully after me, v'havi osiv ela aretz asher bashama, I will bring him to the land that you are coming there, and his children will inherit the land. So unlike the spies and the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim, who would die in the desert during the 40 years of wilderness wandering, because they slandered and rejected Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says that Kalev, because Ekev haisa ruach acheres imo, because he had a different spirit in him, vayimalei acharai, he followed after me, he will therefore not only be brought into Eretz Yisrael, but get a special portion of the land. This pasuk and its lashon, its language, is referred to four times in Perek Yudal of Sefer Yehoshua, when Yehoshua finally gives Kalev the portion of land that he is worthy of getting, and that is Hebron. I want to bring your attention to a beautiful Or HaChaim on Midbar, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Tzarich Ladas, Lama Lo Hizker, Ela Kalev Velo Yoshua. We need to know why here, when Hashem mentions that Kalev will go into the land, he doesn't mention Yehoshua. Furthermore, what is the Kavana when the Pasuk says, Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo, he had a different spirit in him. What does that mean? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, the meaning is as follows, Avdi Kalev. What is the reason that I call him my servant? Because Haisa Ruach Acheres Imo, he had a different spirit in him. Shehagam, sheYehoshua gam kein lo nietz Hashem imam raglim. Even though Yehoshua also did not slander the land, he did not join the design of the spies against Hashem. He did not reject God kaviyachol with the spies. Afal pi kein zehayalo siba. There was a reason Yehoshua successfully rejected the lashon hara of the spies. What was that reason? Tfilas Moshe hitzaltu mietzahara. The prayer of Moshe. We know in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Rashi tells us Moshe David for Hoshea Binun, who was Yehoshua. The prayer of Moshe saved Yehoshua from the Yetzer Hara, says the Or HaChaim, umikochosav, and the strength of the evil inclination. Shehem HaMiraglim Leval Yatu. Yehoshua was saved through the prayers of Moshe from sinning with the spies. Masha Ein Kein Kalev. However, we do not find that Moshe prayed for Kalev. Shenichnas Begeder Sakanas Yetzirah. This is an unbelievably astonishing Or HaChaim. I urge you to look it up in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet. It's not the Or HaChaim is explaining that Kalev did not want to sin. Ever. The Or HaChaim explains that Kalev was actually beginning to be swayed after his Yetzer Hara. Shenichnas begeder sakanas Yetzer Hara v'chevraso harish'ah. That Kalev began to enter into the danger of the Yetzer Hara and into the bad group of the wicked spies. V'tachel ruach ra l'pamo. This bad spirit began to persuade him to what? To sin, to speak slander of the land. And the proof of this is, says the Or HaChaim, Shehalach, that he went, v'nishtatach al kivros havos. We know from the Gemara Maseches Sota that Kalev went to pray by the Ma'aras HaMechpela, which is why he gets the land of Hebron as a reward, the city of Hebron as a reward. The proof is that he went to daven for himself. What was he saying? Hashem, save me from my Yetzer Hara. Hashem, I realize that I am beginning to be persuaded by the Lashon Hara of the spies. V'hu amro ruach acheres imo. And that's why the Or HaChaim says, the Pasuk says, he has a different spirit in him. Yes, that different spirit was the spirit of sin. It happened to be that the Meraglim and their Lashon Hara was so strong that Kalev was beginning to be turned after them. He overcame, nevertheless, even though he had a different spirit. Moshe didn't daven for Kalev like he davened for Yehoshua. Kalev had a much stronger nisayon. Moshe's tefillos guaranteed Yehoshua would not sin. But nobody davened for Kalev to remain strong in the face of the Lashon Hara of the spies. How did he save himself? He recognized the Yetzer Hara was beginning to persuade him to sin. He went quickly to daven by the Ma'aras HaMechpela, by the Kivrei Avos in Hebron, and he davened to Hashem to save him. He had a ruach acheres imo. He almost started to sin, says Or HaChaim. Again, I urge you to look at this beautiful Or HaChaim. Va'afal pikein, he overcame the Yetzer Hara. Va'yimalei acharai perush hishlim achar retzono yisparach. In the end, ultimately, he was victorious. Ezehu giber ha Kovesh es Yitro, who is a mighty warrior, one who conquers his inclination, and ultimately he went after the Ribono Shel Olam. Look at the tremendous schar. Kalev entered into the gather of sin. He passed the boundary where he was almost about to sin. And that is why the Pasuk says, Ya'an Hais Vavdi Kalev Ekev Hais Ruach Acheres Imo. He had a different spirit. He almost sinned. Vayimalai Acharai. Nevertheless, he overcame the Yetzer Hara through his tefillos by the patriarchs and the matriarchs and the Ma'aras HaMechpela. And he successfully went after and did the will of God. And what is his reward? 45 years later. Wow. In Perek Yud Dalet of the book of Yehoshua, Kalev is given the land of Hebron, the very place where he walked, and davened that he should have the strength to withstand his Yetzer Hara and the wickedness of the spies is the place that goes to him and his children forever. Ve'ilui nishmasa Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef Alaha HaShalom. Thank you for joining our learning today as part of Nach Yomi Torat Imecha.